The same Rav Schwab who wrote that kina for the Holocaust used to always quote Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who was bothered sometimes by the way people sing Eli Tzion, with a certain appreciation that the kinos are almost over for today. Let's not forget that Eli Tzion lists from beginning to end all the horrible things we're lamenting. It is a lament. It is a very sad thing to think about in a mournful dirge. And at the same time, the refrain, the famous refrain that we say over and over again, we give two analogies. Kimo yisha betzireha, like a woman in labor, experiencing terrible labor pain. And like a besula, a young woman who's missing her husband and mourning for his disappearance. The idea of labor pain is not something I can speak about personally. But rumor has it that a lot of people, a lot of women continue to undergo the terrible pain because there's hope at the end. They're experiencing something quite torturous. But the thought of that beautiful child at the end, again, I would never say this, but makes it all worth it. The Gemara Nedarim has a comment that the reason why a Yoledes, a woman who gives birth, brings a Karban Chatas is because we assume that at some point during the labor pains, she takes a vow, swears off having children. You can't go through this pain. It's too much to bear. Never again. And she has to atone for that promise made in terrible anguish and pain. The Gemara in Sota refers to this time period as Chevli Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, experiencing great discomfort, torturous pain. But at the end, we hope that there's something good to come out of it, something beautiful to hold and coo over and smile and laugh. But that's not now. Now is the time of that pain. About a year ago, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to be in the hospital having a baby. And my wife was in terrible distress, terrible birth pangs. And she kept asking the doctor for more and more epidural, for more and more anesthesia. And the doctor said, if I gave you too much numbing pain, you wouldn't know when to push. I thought that was so beautiful. She didn't agree. My wife was very much not appreciating that. If we don't feel the pain, we don't know when to push. There is a function to that pain. It indicates we got to keep pushing. The end is in sight. Those Chevli Mashiach are not just something, well, you might as well go through it because the end is pretty, that is the process of birth. And I wish it wasn't so, as that helpless husband. I wish it wasn't so. But that's the nature we're familiar with. And the Kina is highlighting that. Yes, at this time it's painful. But it tells us when to push. It tells us that there's pressure here. That we're nearing the end. That if we could somehow survive this terrible ordeal, something beautiful is on the other side. Something that allows us to celebrate with each other. A new life, a rebirth. And we have to keep that in mind. All the terrible things we highlighted today, that's telling us it's time to push, telling us it's time to buckle down, it's time to look toward that end. And that second image of the woman who's mourning, lamenting for her missing husband, Chazal Maseches Tainis and Daf Chaf say, the Pesukim and Eicha describe Yerushalayim like an almana, like ke almana, but not exactly like an almana. Because her husband is coming back. But not yet. She's in this in-between stage. And the Marsha there explains that, like an aguna, nebuch, she's not free to move on, but she's also not able to really appreciate what it's like to be in a relationship right now. Rav Tzadok pointed out that it's no coincidence that the main story is the main Agadita about the Churban is a Maseches Gittin. An intimate relationship, broken and severed. That's us. Again, that in-between stage of experiencing pain right now, but noting the hope, ki almana, there is a return. We can't move on to someone or something else. We are tied to Hashem. We are tied to Yerushalayim. We know we're going to go back. But in this moment, it's the pain of separation. It's the pain of birth that tells us that it's time to push until we can finally see the Geula. At this moment, Let's take this time to push.